either. Your eyes.
Okay. I just want to thank you for the prayers and blessings for my husband, Charlie. He's still in pain. He hasn't been able to sleep in bed since last Sunday when he fell. But he is not comfortable that way. He sits on the couch. So I would like to invite more blessings today for him and hope that the healing, he has made progress, but he did really bruise himself quite a bit when he fell. And I'm just hoping that and praying that this will be the final push that will get him to complete health and wellness after we get through this. Today, you know, however long this will be, but hopefully it will be shortened, and he is in good spirits, and I think the blessings are helping that.
Oh, that's wonderful. Actually, it's all good news, Eva, and we will remember him in the blessing. And in response to that, I also want to say that we often focus our blessings and our prayers upon results, because that's what we want to see. But the results are really the endpoint of being in the right direction of progress. And so we really hold that his body will seize its innate knowledge of how to heal him and begin to make progress every day in that direction, so that not only will he be completely healed as a result of it, but his body's own confidence will be restored that it can do the healing process and that it does know exactly what to do. So I expand the prayer to include not only the result, but the strong and appropriate process towards that end result.
Yeah, thank you very much. I did. I also want to tell you that thank you for your message last week, because when you spoke of the nurturing of the winter season, I felt that very much this week. It was very helpful, because I said, well, this is certainly bringing family together again, and, you know, we're just here to nurture each other. And so it was partly, you know, giving us that opportunity, I guess.
Oh, thank you for saying that, Eva. I bless you and love you and so deeply appreciate you. And give my love to Charlie.
I will do that. He's sitting right here beside me listening to you.
Hi, Charlie. We're praying for you.
Did you hear him laughing?
Yes, get well soon.
Yeah, bless him.
Okay. Eva, I'm going to close your line down now and take another caller. Okay, we have a caller from 989, is that you, Nancy?
It is me, Glenda.
Hi.
Hi, I'm adding a little tidbit about Christ Truth League.
Okay.
For those people who are going to make Fort Worth a trip, they are welcome to spend the night in the chapel.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
That has always been a tradition, because...
Yeah.
Dr. Bob created.
That's right.
Because
so
he himself did so many pilgrimages to holy places. And it was one of the traditions in holy places to offer sleeping bags, cots, mats, whatever, so that people could sleep in, under, or beneath a holy shrine.
That's right. John and I took a lounge chair in there one night, spent the night there.
That's great. So thanks for mentioning that, Nancy.
Yeah, I just thought some people who have never been there would enjoy that, spending the night and just being right there in the presence.
It would be a great Christmas trip for anybody.
Yep.
And if you flew in and flew out, you would have no hotel expenses at all.
Okay.
And Dr. Bob, I really don't know his health condition right now. He's getting up around 90.
He
conducts services and he still does things around the building, but I think his strength is waning a little bit. But
it is. Yeah, the last time I saw him, he was weaker.
Yeah, but it used to be his tradition. Anyone who came and spent the night was taken out to breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's something they can maintain these days or not, but I know the cot will be placed there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So thanks, Nancy, for that. Is there anyone else who would like to speak? We have time. Okay. Hi. Is this Gary?
Hi, this is Debbie.
Debbie, hi.
Hi. I wanted to just tell you about getting my Christmas tree. I hadn't gotten a tree for a few years for one reason or another, and this year we went to Tree Farm and found a tree, and I did say thank you to the tree when I was there, but I got home and I was feeling that it needed more than that, so I did a blessing for the tree.
Right.
And I was remembering what you were saying about having a limb cut off that one could still feel the leg or whatever.
Uh-huh.
So I was picturing the roots of the tree and the earth and way up beyond the tree that I could see. And when I got to the south, I had my eyes closed and I could see the trees that were there on the tree farm. So I included them, and then I got to the south again and I saw forests of trees, so I just blessed all the trees. When the blessing was done, I saw this little, I was just sitting there, and I saw this little color, I had my eyes closed, on my closed eyes, and it was turquoise. I said, what is that? And it got clearer and clearer. It was two little robin's eggs in a nest. So
aww.
I took it as a gift from the trees.
How
so
sweet.
I think I don't know if I'll get a tree again, but if I do, I will remember the blessing of the trees.
How wonderful. Oh, that's a great Christmas story. I've forgotten the symbolism of the robin eggs, but there actually is a sacred symbolism to that. And I'll remember to look it up and let you know next week.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
That's such a sweet story. Is there anyone else who would like to tell us about your blessing or make a comment? Otherwise, I will recap what I said before about our schedule for Christmas. Oh, hi. I think we have Jerome on the line.
Hi there, Glenda. It's about what happened in one of our stores up here in Duluth the other day. There were three people in line to the cash register, and one of the ladies said, oh, my gosh, I forgot my discount slip. And she said, you know, I just lost my husband last week. And this guy comes up and he hugs her, and she was very appreciative. And the other lady said, I'll help you too. And when she got to the cash register, they both had paid for all the things that she wanted to get. And she was so happy she cried, and we had it on television here, but it's about the gifts we give each other, no matter where we are, even when we're standing in line at the store. So the love is always around everywhere.
Oh, that's wonderful. Now, that is really the spirit of Christmas.
Yeah.
And I know there are lots of other experiences like that out there, and thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome, and thank you for sharing all the love in the world, too.
You're welcome, Jerome. We have, if I could ever get to this, we have a lot of people coming on the line right now, blocking my ability to get to the next caller. But we do have a caller from area code 908, and you're on. Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Hello, you're on.
Lord, thank you, Bonda. I was turned on to you from my spiritual advisor, and he recommended that I call you. I'm having a rough holiday season. My name is Joe, and my mom died from Alzheimer's disease last holiday season. I lived with her for 5 years, and she was my best friend in all the world. And I'm having a very difficult time, and I wonder if you could say a special prayer for me to get through this season for me.
I certainly will, Joe, and my sympathies go out to you. I know what it's like. My mother was my best friend in the world throughout most of my life.
Yes.
And when I lost her, it was like a piece of myself went away. But I want you to, encourage you to realize that she doesn't go away. It's just our perceptions of our relationship become different. And so not only do I send my blessings to you, but also to her and to your relationship, which will always be there, Joe. It's just, it's taking a new form.
Okay.
And thank you for joining us. Is this your first time on the call?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, welcome, and I'm so glad that you're here. And I hope that even though you will have some sad memories, that you will still have a joyous and sacred Christmas.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and God bless you for all the work you do.
God bless you too, Joe, for all the love that you are. And we just have about 3 minutes left, and I'm going to recap what I said in the beginning because I realized only when Eva came on the phone, I realized that I had not recorded some of my message, and I apologize for that. I thought the recording was on, and then I realized after closer inspection, it was not on. But it is important to say this about our schedule. I will be notifying all of our blessing givers so that we can be on a joint call on the 17th of December for a joint blessing of Christmas for the world on the 17th. And once we have set a time and confirmed that that can occur, I will send a letter to all of the blessing receivers who have signed up to receive a blessing so that you can spiritually be connected at that time, be in your chair, feet on the ground, and be ready to receive the Holy Spirit that will be being sent to you for Christmas and for this sacred season, which we will be giving to the whole earth. Then on the 18th, which is next week, we'll have our most special Christmas message. And I hope that all of you will join us because we'll have sharing, but we'll also have a very special message that is just coming from Yeshua to you for Christmas. And then on the 25th, I want a blessing call to be very simple, in honor of the sacredness of Christmas. Partly because this is Christmas, your minds and your hearts may be distracted with friends and family that are there, but I want to give you a few moments of peace, silence, and sacredness where you can arrive, have a candle in your home, light the candle, and bring your prayer to your personal altar, and then if you feel like also sharing it on the telephone, do so. And then we will move directly into a blessing after a very brief welcome and prayer and hello and Merry Christmas. So that's what our agenda for the next few days is. And remember, in the preceding days before Christmas, that if it isn't about love, it isn't about Christmas. If it is about love, it is about Christmas. So if it's about love, don't worry if it's also a little bit materialistic or compulsory. If it's not about love, it doesn't matter what you do, it's not about Christmas. So let it be about love. Let every day begin with love. Let everything you do every day moving toward Christmas be a gesture of or a thought about love. And moving forward toward this day by awakening more and more of the love in your heart. And I want to say one last thing, which it shouldn't be necessary to say this, but it is. And that is, don't be afraid to love. Sometimes we are actually afraid to express our love toward people who would misinterpret it. Sometimes we're afraid to remember the love we have for those we've lost. Sometimes we are afraid to hope for the love of those who have not yet shown up in our life. Sometimes we're really afraid to love ourselves, thinking we're not worthy of it. You'd be surprised how much I discovered in my years of counseling comes down to the fear we have of loving. Sometimes we're afraid of the cost of love. Whatever the cost of love, it's fractional compared to the gift of love. And so whatever blockages there are, this is the season of love. This is the season when we give it. And don't forget to receive it. Look around. Open yourself to the receiving of love every day, in whatever way it may come to you. And now I'd like to move into our blessing. We will begin with a prayer to Yeshua. I will, and the blessing givers will in their own way. But I would like the blessing receivers to enter a prayer for those you love, for yourself and that everything you need and want, and everything you're grateful for, everything you appreciate, every expression of praise and joy and love and peace and exaltation you can express toward your Creator, every prayer of faith you have, every prayer of hope and of love you have, express it. If you don't get it all said, that's okay. God knows everything in your heart. The reason, some people say, Glenda, are all prayers answered? And the answer is yes. It's just that some of them take a long time to get delivered because we put a lot of baggage on our prayers. We put a lot of conditions on our prayers. We put a lot of fear on our prayers. And we sometimes put so much hurt on our prayer, such as praying from our pain, praying from our loss, that the love and the healing we're praying for has a small voice by comparison to the shouting voice of pain. So the power of this blessing, here's the power of it. See, your feet will be touching the earth. Have your shoes and socks off, touching, the floor is fine because there's an electromagnetic connection with your bare feet. If you're in a very cold country, then socks are okay, but have it be natural fiber. Have your feet on the floor, sit in the chair. This way your spine will be responding to the flow of gravity moving through it. You see, we're bringing the whole cosmic energy through the top of your head down to your heart. We're bringing the energy of the earth up through your feet and into your heart. And then in a spiritual domain, the power of the Holy Spirit is being drawn into your body and soul and being through the presence of Yeshua. And with these forces being so strong, your prayers are carried in pure and perfect form to the heart of God, with only the positive message being delivered. The message being delivered without the baggage, without the fears, without the reservation, without all of the shouting pain or the grieving loss. The prayers that you want to have answered are the ones that really receive the heart of, to the heart of God. And then they begin to be answered immediately. But they will be answered according to your ability to receive. And I have to say that sometimes we're not ready to receive the full answer and the full blessing of God. Sometimes we are not ready to completely let go of a challenge because we're testing ourselves, or we want to teach ourselves, or we want to prove ourselves or learn something from the experience, or we want to bring others along with us. That's a common reason. I don't want to have it until my family can have it, or my friends or my loved one can have it. And so there are many times we hold ourselves back from the full receiving of the end result. But when the prayer is delivered to the heart of God with pure and perfect intent, the answer begins to happen immediately. And this is why we continue to offer the blessings every week, because we know, I know from years and years of my own blocked and resistive receiving, that even those who have faith and knowledge in their connection to God and Yeshua and the Holy Spirit, still, we're all human. And we have our human, shall we say, our human wiring. And sometimes you just can't put 220 voltage into 110 wiring without fraying all of the connections. That may be one of the best analogies I can give you. And so that 220 voltage has to be filtered and modified so that it can then filter into the various functionalities of our being. And we'll talk more about that in the beginning of the new year. That's a very, very powerful subject that we're actually going to build a course around in the new year. And that's called Receiving the Blessings of God. But for now, let's begin our blessing. I will begin my prayer to Yeshua. I and the blessing givers who choose to join me will then conduct the energy of the Holy Spirit from heaven to earth, that it may be more available to you. And I'm just a grounding ladder. I'm just a conductor, that's all. It's Yeshua and the Holy Spirit moving through you into your heart, uniting with your prayer to God. That is the blessing. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, Son of God, Brother of Man, the one who came to this earth to give us all a new start, a renewal with God, and also a renewal with ourselves, that we may be all that we were created to be, and that we may again know the love that we are, and through that knowledge be more perfect receivers for the blessing and the gifts of God, and through that knowledge to be more perfect fellow humans in giving to one another and receiving from our fellow humans and all of nature and giving back to all of nature. This is the season in which we really focus upon the giving and the receiving. Let both of these flows be in balance. Let them be in love and from the heart. And now we most graciously submit ourselves, our body, our soul, our heart, to receiving from you, from the Holy Spirit, and from our most divine Creator. Amen. the conduction of the blessing is complete. Now go and rest for 7 minutes. Don't think. Don't pray. Don't continue your list of needs and wants. Just be. Allow the energy of God, the Holy Spirit, and Yeshua to be with you and fill every cell of your body, your whole heart, soul, and being. May God be with you. My love goes with you as well. And I hope to see you on the call next week.